Hey, friend, welcome back to the podcast. I am Allison Nitsch. I am so glad you're here, whether this is the first episode you're listening to, or you've been with me from day one, or even on my previous podcast. Welcome. Thank you so much for being here. Today's episode's going to be a little bit different. I'm not really teaching you something or walking you through a certain framework. I actually want to bring you behind the scenes with me because August was a huge month of growth for me. And I'm not talking about income or clients or even podcast downloads. I'm talking about me growing as a person, as a business owner. And I don't know, I have just learned so much about myself, which does feed into my business. And what I have learned the most, it's definitely not rocket science. It's nothing I didn't already know before, but it's just clearly something that I really had to dig deep and find out for myself. And I'm going to get into this as we go, but just a little backstory. Since 2022, I have been a podcast manager. I've been launching podcasts, lots of podcasts, probably more than I can even count at this point. And I am really in the middle of refining my offers so that they actually match what women like you need right now for your podcast, not just what I think you need. As business owners, we start our businesses or we start creating these offers just imagining what we think clients want. And then we create these offers based on what we think they need, or even, this is kind of my case, even what our clients needed in the past or what we need as a person. And what I'm realizing is in the last year, 18 months, kind of, I don't know, somewhere around that line, people are needing different things when it comes to podcasting, whether it's because AI has come on board or it just basically simplifies things, or maybe realizing that what we really do like is a more natural, unedited version of ourselves. And it really doesn't matter what we want to offer as business owners. And that is, it really hit me like a ton of bricks when I honestly had two coaches tell me this. And in their own way, not those exact words. And I was listening to some podcast episodes. And ironically, one podcast episode in particular said the exact same thing in different ways. And I was like, what is happening here? And then I read an email from somebody else that said the same thing. And I'm just like, oh my gosh, what I've been offering for the last 3 years may not be what podcasters need anymore. And the first part of my business was me offering to help someone launch a podcast, which is still very much needed. And that may be you. And that is going to be one of my offers, but it might look a little different. Not many people want the whole done for you thing. They just want the how, like, tell me how to do this. Others, maybe you've launched your podcast on your own and now you're just kind of stuck wondering, okay, but now what do I do? Or how do I turn my podcast into the show that is going to really work for my business? And so these are things that I have just been really leaning into, really digging deep, really listening to myself, really listening to others. And to a certain extent, of course, it is what we want to offer, but it really boils down to what do your clients want? And that's where your offers need to lie. So that's where today's episode is coming from. I had, of course, other episodes planned, but August has just hit me like a ton of bricks. And especially in this last week, I've just really felt like I needed to share this because maybe you need to hear it too. Basically, when I started my business, like I said, I was a podcast manager offering podcast launches, which are my absolute favorite thing to do. And just seeing someone take their idea or the struggles of, should I launch a podcast? Do I really want to? And getting them to the point where their voice is out there. And then I had my monthly management. And basically, this was the production side of things. But somewhere along the way, these things have shifted and it's not just about the production. And I want to make sure that I am offering something that you want and need to get your podcast where you want, whether you are wanting to start a podcast and maybe you have for some time, you even already have the mic, if you just haven't launched it yet for whatever reason, or you've launched your podcast, but you just feel like you're stuck and you're not sure the direction you want to go in. And is the direction you're going the right one? Are the episodes you're creating what's best for your show and for your clients who are listening to your podcast? Or maybe you just need support to make sure that your podcast is aligned with your own ideal clients. and it leads them to want to work with you. That's what we ultimately want, right? Most of us start a podcast because we have a reason to want it to help us market our business. Now, of course, there are some who have a podcast just to podcast. I call those hobby podcasters. There's really no offer behind it. They want to just share their voice, or they want to just, I don't know, speak to whoever they want to speak to. And maybe you thought that's what you wanted to do. Maybe you started your podcast thinking, I just want to, I don't know, relate with people and offer people my advice and whatever. But I want you to dig a little bit deeper than that. Is there more of a reason that you have for wanting your podcast? And I can bet somewhere deep down, you really want that podcast to lead those listeners to your offers, to help you make money. And I'm not talking about ads and sponsorships, although those are great. I want you to use your voice to sell your offers and to make people want to work with you. That's ultimately what I want your podcast to be for you. So I really want you to dig deep and figure out, why is it that I either want to start a podcast, or why did I already start my podcast? And so instead of creating these offers in basically like this vacuum of what I learned to do, you either launch a podcast or you help them manage it. And some of those offers still work, and some of them may not even really be needed anymore. And so what I want this episode to do is I want to ask you a really honest question. Where are you stuck when it comes to podcasting? Is it that you've been thinking about launching a podcast forever, but you haven't started it? You've actually been driving around with a mic in your car and you haven't done anything with it for a year. I say that because I had a client that did that. I'm like, what? Some people have told me that they've had a mic for a couple of years, that they got it as a gift and they haven't used it. And I'm like, what is the reason you haven't started? Are you too scared to start the podcast because of all these different limiting beliefs that pop into your head anytime you've even considered it? Are you thinking, who would listen? How is it going to work? How do I even launch it? What do I need? How do I start? All of these questions come up, but don't let those hold you back. Is the reason you're stuck being because you're in this messy middle? Maybe you're planning, or you're even already recording episodes, but you're kind of unsure of, well, what's next? Where do I lead? Now what do I record? Maybe the launch was exciting and you had 10, 15 episodes come out. Now you're like, oh, now what do I record? How will it lead to your offers, and how can it grow your email list? Maybe these are all things you're thinking about and you just don't really know what to do. Or maybe you've launched a podcast, but things just feel a little off. You did it on your own. You're being inconsistent. It's not really leading you anywhere. And this isn't to say that a podcast is a quick thing. Like, you're not just going to launch a podcast and land clients in the next 3 or 4 episodes. You could. I mean, by all means, you really could. But it is a long game. You have to learn how to gain the trust. I'm sorry if you can hear my puppy barking in the background. I locked him out. Maybe you've launched your show yourself. You did it a DIY, and you just don't know if you're doing things the right way. Do you have your show on every podcasting platform out there, or did you only launch to Spotify? Are you only on Apple? We want it everywhere. So these are things you need to be thinking about. Maybe you took a course on how to launch a podcast and you still just feel lost. And quick side note, I actually had a client come to me. She purchased a course from a very well-known business owner who launches lots of different courses, but this one was a podcasting course. And she still felt so lost that she hired me to launch her show and felt so much better about it. That just goes to show, and not to say that courses are not great. I have actually considered offering one at a price that just helps you get started, but I want to be able to give you all of the pieces that you need. So think of all of those things. Where are you stuck when it comes to your podcast, whether you have launched one or not, whether you've been thinking about it? I would assume you have if you're listening to this show. So wherever you are, I want to know. This is the part that no one talks about. Most podcast experts tell you what to do after they've already made their offers. Like, they've created these offers they think you need, but I want to do things differently and in the right way. And I want to build my next round of offers with you, not just for you, because I want to know what you need. I want you to tell me what you need as a podcaster, whether you already have a podcast or not. So here is what I would absolutely love from you. please, 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 will you please send me a DM on Instagram? I'm at Allison Nitsch. Or you can even email me, allison@allisonnitsch.com. I will put both of those links in the description so you can just click on them. And just tell me where you are in the process of podcasting. What's confusing you? What's holding you back? What would make podcasting feel easier for you? I am reading and replying to every single one of these. I've been doing lots of free calls with people, and it has just been so interesting to hear what people actually need. And I want to learn more. And just for a thank you for doing this, I'll be sending each of you who respond to me a $50 coupon that you can apply to any of my future offers, whether it's a digital product, a service, a launch, anything. Just for helping me, I want to help create what helps you and what comes next. So your voice matters, your message matters, and I want to help as many of you get it out into the world in a way that actually leads somewhere. It leads you to more clients or sales, and it leads you to more speaking engagements if that's what you desire, or more opportunities to speak on other podcasts, or just things you didn't even know were imaginable. That's what I want for you. And I want your podcast to lead to those things. That's why I call this show Podcast First Marketing. I want the podcast to lead the way. When it comes to your podcast, I want there to be no second guessing whether it's for you. No more Googling or YouTubing or sitting on a dream for way too long. If you've been thinking about a podcast for more than, I'm going to even say, a few weeks, act, because I promise you it will lead you to what you want if you do it the right way. So send me a DM or even an email letting me know that you listened to this episode, and let's figure this out together. I may even do a drawing for anybody that answers and offer some sort of incentive, maybe an Amazon gift card or something. But regardless, even if you respond to me, you will get a discount code to my offers, because if you don't want to work with me, I don't certainly want to say that you have to use something. So that's just a little side note there. But that's it for today. I feel like I rambled. Short and sweet. I think I might do more of these behind the scenes episodes coming soon, because I'm realizing that for my podcast, I don't want it to just be about my strategy and how I do things, because we all do things differently. I want this podcast to be about serving you better when it comes to your podcast, and getting your podcast to the place where you want it to be, which ultimately, no matter what your goal is, more sales, more clients, speaking engagements, just having your voice out there, whatever it might be, I want to be the one to support you with that. So thank you for listening, and I will talk to you soon.